episode 978, When You're Weary.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How is your week going? It is Thursday, and that means Friday is around the corner. But, you know, you got to get through today first. So I am so glad that you're here. It is your inspiration, motivation day to get you going when you're weary. It's hard to keep going in life, to keep, you know, at our responsibilities, the mundane duties that we have. But you know what? You can do it. And we're going to chat about it today to give you a little ray of sunshine in your day. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when you're weary with the weight of the world on your shoulders, what's your physical, your emotional, and spiritual response? We don't make time to rejuvenate our spirit. Understand this is not an excuse to do nothing, though. But your health, your well-being, your family, and you deserve better. What is it about weary? Why do we get weary? Because when you're weary, you're heavy laden. Weary holds that word wear. And to be tired, to be weary, is like a badge of honor. You know, I'm busy. You know, it's okay. I got this badge. It's a cloak of goodness and righteousness that says, you know, I got this. No one else does because I can do it. It's really selfish if you think about it. How silly for us to live a life like this. Are you living your life like this today? Did you not sleep very well last night or the night before and the night before that? Maybe you're extra stressed. Maybe you're trying to sell your house. Maybe you are struggling in a relationship. Maybe you are trying to build a business. Maybe you're just trying to live your life with a smile every single day. Maybe you're coming out from Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma, and you're looking and all you see is messy, yucky stuff, and you're like, there's no way I can rebuild. I'm just tired. When you're weary, what do you do? Because why should we have to feel like we can conquer the world and that it's a badge that we should wear? Because Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's found in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. How selfish are you keeping God at arm's length, not allowing him to comfort and carry you? Yeah, you're being selfish when you do that. Does your badge of weariness really gain you the self-glorification and the self-satisfaction you want, all the while sacrificing your health, your energy, your relationships? It's sacrificing your life. You know, God already sacrificed enough. He sent his son to die on the cross. He sacrificed already. You don't need to be sacrificing that way. God doesn't want you to have to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. He says, I'm big enough for that. I want to be here for you. When you're weary, are you feeding the tension monster, the stress monster? Have you ever watched that show, Sesame Street? Here in the U.S., you know, we have it on the PBS, which is our public broadcasting station. And PBS has it, and Sesame Street has been around for a very long time. And they have this little cute puppet, and his name is Cookie Monster. And he's blue, and he just eats Cookie Monster. And that's what he likes. Well, is that your life right now? You're blue, and you're just this tension monster. And you just keep eating it and eating it and eating it. You're just stressed out beyond all measures. When is enough enough for you to realize that, come on, sometimes you got to stop and smell the roses? I never knew and understood that when my dad would say it to me over and over and over again. And he would say, hun, you got to slow down because, man, I was into everything. not so much. I can't imagine if I was a child now, how crazy my parents would have been, because I would have been involved in probably everything possible out there. I would have been the dancer, the swimmer, the soccer player, the ice skater, the, I don't know what else. I would have been the, you know, the volunteer at the church, and I would have been volunteering in choirs and playing in the band and marching and doing all this craziness. That would have been a norm for me. Now, I was very involved, but back then when I was little, we didn't have all of this stuff to keep us busy. We didn't have to feel like we had to have this badge of honor of weariness attached to us to be glorified, so to speak. But we walk around that way. Our first question is, how are you? And immediately it's, I'm busy. I'm so tired. Are you that busy? Or are we just kind of breaking up our day, forgetting to prioritize what really matters?
Are you the cookie monster? Just having lots of tension and stress?
Okay, I hope that put a little bit of a smile on your face, because I don't make a very good Cookie Monster impression. My children just roll their eyes when I do impressions or try to do an accent. So I apologize for that if you're a Cookie Monster lover. But I hope you get the point. Jesus says, I will give you rest. Think about it. What really matters versus what is filling your plate? Are you just saying yes because it's easy? It's easier to say yes than it is no, because for some reason to say no, no is not a complete sentence. Oh, it is a complete sentence, and that's for another episode. But it's okay to say no. It's okay to change your mind. Now, hopefully, you'll be respectful of others and sometimes not give them such short notice. So if you're going to change your mind, change it sooner rather than later. Unless if there's extenuating circumstances, of course, because we know life happens. But if God is willing to say, I will give you rest, this is Jesus' words directly, I will give you rest. Why do you run from that? What do you fear in rest? You shouldn't fear anything. You should embrace it, because that's what God wants to do for you today. Maybe you've already had a really long week and you're like, oh, the weekend cannot get here fast enough. In fact, I'm ready for October to be here already. Can we just jump to Thanksgiving and Christmas? Maybe you're really having one of those weeks turning into one of those months. Jesus says, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Do you know what a yoke is? Back then, what it really is used for? It connects the oxen together to plow a field. So it gives them direction. It, you know, hugs them together. So when he says, take my yoke upon you, it's to be coupled with me. Come with me. I want to take you under my arm so we can learn together. It says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. So instead of saying, take my yoke upon you, it is be coupled with me and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. Jesus is telling us exactly what we're supposed to do. He didn't tell us that we're supposed to fill our plates where we can't handle our schedules. He didn't say we're supposed to be yes and saving the world. You're not Superwoman and you're not Superman. And there is no such thing. So why do you keep beating yourself up? No wonder you're tired. You're weary. Jesus goes on to say, for you will find rest for your souls. Jesus knows when you're weary. Do you? Do you pay attention to that? Do you pay attention to your body right now? Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're working out and you're going, if you only knew, I got to get through another 25 minutes of this. Can you just keep talking, Christiane? I know you're grunting. I can feel it. But you might be weary too. I understand that sometimes we think that when we're weary and that resting is a bad thing, that it's an excuse for us not to do anything. I'm telling you here, it's not. You can rest and still be taking aim. And that's really what God wants you to do. You know, sometimes it's like, oh, it's my girlfriend night. I got to go out with my girlfriends. And really what your body is saying is you need to go have a hot bath. And then you need to snuggle with your hubby. You don't need to do anything tonight. But do we listen to that? Do we listen to our bodies? We've got to let God carry us Let him carry you physically, spiritually, emotionally. He carries you financially. You depend on him for that. He provides for you. But what is it about sleep, about rest, when you're weary? It's not of your strength, but it's of God's strength. Today, as you go about your day, maybe you'll have that afternoon lull that we all get. Instead of going and grabbing that caffeine, that Snickers bar, that donut that wasn't eaten at work and it's still sitting there in the back office and you're like, oh, I've been eyeing that for a while. Instead of grabbing all of those kind of things, go and grab Jesus today. Go sit there and just in quiet time. Maybe you only have 10 minutes. 10 minutes can be a game changer in your life. God only needs a minute of your time. But we don't even give him that because we wear the badge of honor. Well, at least we think it's a badge of honor when we're weary. Stop being weary today. Stop carrying the world on your shoulders. It's not up to you to save the world. It's up to you to do the part that God created you to do. Go live out his purpose for your life. Stop filling up the plate just to say, I've done all of this. Will that really matter in the end? Think about it. Go find rest because it's of God's strength that you're here today. Go out, be present, be incredible, smile more, and be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.